easy thing, but copping yourself, I mean, you know, suicide. I was just a school kid, like, you know, little tacker, playing with the Messner kids in their backyard, and we seen the ambulance pull up in Kitson Avenue. Yeah, Avenue. It's supposed to have trees, aren't they? Like Les Grand Avenues in Paris, tree-lined. Can't be an easy thing, but copping yourself, I mean, you know, suicide. I was just a school kid, like, you know, little tacker, playing with the Messner kids in their backyard. And we seen the ambulance pull up in Kitson Avenue. Yeah, Avenue. It's supposed to have trees, aren't they? Like Les Grand Avenues in Paris. Tree lined. I can't remember one fucking tree in Kitson Avenue. Just tiny red brick housing trust homes. Ronnie lived there. His old man worked for Gilbarco, making petrol pumps and service stations. Pretty funny, couldn't afford a car himself, eh? Neither did Wayne's old man next door. He was as tall as he was skinny. We used to joke that he didn't need a ladder to be a linesman for the Electricity Trust, because he could reach the wires anyway. Said he thought they were new Australians. When they brought him out on the stretcher, you couldn't see him with a blue sheet over his face. Mrs. Messner said that we couldn't go and watch, but she went down, and when she came back, she said he gassed himself. My grandpa had been gassed in the First War for something called mustard. That was why one of his lungs was collapsed. I was a bit confused about how this could happen in a person's house in Richmond, South Australia, in the 1960s. Later, back home, Mum explained that he turned on the oven without lighting it, put his head in. I couldn't imagine ever being that sad that you didn't want to wake up when I was a kid on me. They were fixing up Marion Road at the time, making it wide and modern, tearing up the old tram track so they could fit more cars on, I guess. They put these giant steel water pipes under the road, and a man went right in on his back on a kind of stretcher with wheels. And he had welding equipment to seal the seams. I almost shat myself as he disappeared, just fitting in the pipe, like he was burying himself alive under the road, like putting his head in an oven. But he kept coming out and going back in. I thought he was so brave. Wonder what happens to a normal bloke.